Dozens of indigenous residents have turned out for protests and direct actions, and 26 participants have been arrested since July 26th in defense of the mountain known simply as the Peaks in Flagstaff, Arizona. The Havasupai, Navajo, and Hopi tribes are only three of many tribes that are fighting to limit the environmental degradation of the sacred San Francisco Peaks in northern Arizona. It's a significant state landmark and ancestral land for the Hopi. On August 19th, the Hopi tribe filed a lawsuit against the city of Flagstaff challenging the legality of selling reclaimed wastewater to the Snowball Ski Resort. The wastewater would be used for artificial snow for the resort. The Hopi tribe and its supporters say the contract violates state laws regarding the handling of wastewater because contamination of areas around Snowball Resort cannot be prevented. Artificial snow is sprayed onto ski areas, and when it melts, it becomes runoff. Reclaimed wastewater is harmful to humans, animals, and the environment because it contains various chemicals, including endocrine disruptors, that damage reproductive health and nervous systems. Opponents estimate that up to 1.5 million gallons of this recycled water will be used daily by the Snowball Resort, and 100 million gallons may be used over the course of a ski season. The International Indian Treaty Council also filed an urgent action early warning complaint on August 17th with the United Nations Committee on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination regarding the Peaks. It argues that the United States of America and Sacred San Francisco Peaks, Arizona, overseen by the U.S. Forest Service, have violated the human rights of the area's indigenous populations. The violations include environmental and spiritual vandalism and aggression, as well as harassment against peaceful protesters. In 2006, a number of tribes, along with the Sierra Club and the Center for Biological Diversity, filed a lawsuit against the U.S. Forest Service, challenging its approval of a permit by Snowball to expand and to use treated wastewater. After three hearings, the coalition lost the lawsuit. 40 acres of alpine forest have been clear-cut, and 5 miles of a total of 14.8 miles of pipeline have so far been laid to transport wastewater up the sacred peaks. Joining me on the phone now is Klee Benali, an activist from the Navajo Nation on Black Mesa Reservation in Arizona. He currently lives in Flagstaff. Welcome to Uprising, Klee.
Thank you. Good morning.
Thanks so much for joining us. So first, can you explain why the peaks are so important to you and others and why it is the site of these protests?
The San Francisco peaks, as they're known in English, are holy to more than 13 indigenous nations. They're a place of worship. They're a place where deities reside, where offerings are made, where herbs are gathered that can't be gathered other places. For the Havasupai, they're a place of emergence where they have come into this world. And they're also a place that, and these are points that are generally held with many of the indigenous nations that hold the peaks holy, but they're a place that is a complete single living entity. For the Diné people, or Navajo, they are one of six holy mountains, or one of four cardinal mountains that uphold our universe. So our livelihood, our existence, our cultural survival is directly intertwined with these holy mountains. So the San Francisco peaks, for our people, Diné, represent the western pillar, and there are many different teachings, many different understandings of how we come to be in relation to our universe with this mountain. And for the Hopi, the San Francisco peaks are the most holy site for the Hopi people. Their kachinas, or their deities, reside on this mountain, and they bring moisture to the Hopi villages, the Hopi mesas. So to say that the San Francisco peaks are part of the essence of who we are is really the core of this issue.
So it seems as though then there are two issues at work here. One is that the wastewater is going to be sprayed on these peaks, and the other is that the wastewater itself is chemically toxic. Is that accurate?
The whole development that Snowball is or has proposed and has been approved by the Forest Service, because the San Francisco peaks are managed as public lands by the United States Forest Service, is a matter of desecration. Clear cutting 74 acres is what they're planning on doing, and that's about 30,000 trees, we've estimated, in a rare alpine habitat. But that within itself is a desecration and disturbance of this area to the point where it interferes with our prayers. So the expansion of the ski area, and then on top of that, introducing the wastewater, which has been proven to have contaminants, is a very significant issue. So the wastewater itself, just, I mean, that's not is not appropriate to replace wastewater with holy water in a church. I don't think people would accept that. It wouldn't be appropriate on any level. So there, it's disrespectful, and it really is a violation of our way of life, because it, as it's been admitted by the United States Forest Service in their environmental impact statement over this issue, they've said that if snowmaking with wastewater occurs on the San Francisco peaks, it would contaminate the spiritual entirety of the mountain. And the second point with contaminants in the wastewater is a very significant environmental and human health concern. Mm-hmm. The Environmental Protection Agency doesn't require testing or treatment for pharmaceuticals or hormones in any wastewater right now, and this is actually across the nation. So what has been found is that even trace particles or elements of some of these contaminants can be very damaging and harmful.
So there have been two ways in which people opposed to this development have attempted to stop it. One is the legal means, and I mentioned the lawsuit, which was lost, and now, of course, I believe that the United Nations has been brought in. But then there's also the activism, the demonstrations, which you've been involved in. Tell us a little bit about the ways in which protesters have been using civil disobedience tactics, including yourself. You've been arrested. August 7th, there was a major protest. August 13th. What is the spirit at these protests, and how much attention are they getting?
I think first you have to understand that in this country, in the U.S., our human rights as indigenous people, our human freedoms and dignity are being violated every day. The wars against indigenous people haven't ended, so we continue to face that context. We don't have guaranteed protection for our religious freedom when it comes down to accessing sites or utilizing sites that are located on public, so-called public lands here in the U.S. So we have this conflict. So we don't have very many options to protect our ways of life. So it has had to come to this, where people have not only chained themselves to excavators and used various devices to lock themselves to prevent the equipment from desecrating this holy mountain and destroying the environment. People have formed blockades across the road and halted development. As you mentioned, 26 people, or there have been 26 arrests associated with efforts to stop this development. That really isn't going to stop. But I think people understand that the stakes are so high. This is a struggle for our cultural survival, and really we're taking action to stop the ecocide and the cultural genocide that is occurring now with the desecration and destruction of the San Francisco peak. So the spirit and the energy is really strong. We're not going anywhere. We're not going to stop, because the danger really here is if we don't do anything, if we don't take action.
Well, give us an update, if you can, on the legal challenges, both through the American court systems and through the international legal channels.
Well, another important fact here, and part of the reason people are really taking action, is because Arizona Snowball Ski Area owners are proceeding with this development, even though there's a current court case. There's a current appeal to a decision that was made in the district court against the Save the Peaks Coalition. And that lawsuit focuses on the contaminants in the wastewater and the fact that the Forest Service in their environmental impact statement didn't test or consider human health impacts if snow was to be made out of wastewater. And so that's still in appeal. The courts haven't made a ruling, yet Snowball is proceeding at their own risk, mind you, and they can't even get a bank to finance their development. They're doing this all out of their own pockets. They're proceeding to just do this development, do this desecration, and they're trying to undermine the judicial process. So that court case has yet to be heard on the appeal. So if Snowball loses in this case, then they're going to have to dig that pipeline back up and restore the area back to its natural state. The Hopi lawsuit is focusing on the city of Flagstaff and the contract. And there was this, a meeting at the city council just this past week. And the city of Flagstaff, the city council, and the representatives, they ignored the concerns of the indigenous people here. The courts, you know, you have to understand, I think most people understand this, have never favored, historically, they've never favored indigenous people's rights. And when it comes down to sacred places, this is one of the most significant battles that we have now, because this really is a struggle for our cultural survival.
My guest is Klee Ben Ali. He's an activist from the Navajo Nation on Black Mesa Reservation in Arizona, currently living in Flagstaff. And we're talking about the peaks, or the sacred San Francisco peaks in northern Arizona, where there is a major development expansion of the Snowball Ski Resort. So at this point, I understand there are solidarity actions that are being scheduled for later this month in different parts of the country, Northern California, Albuquerque, New Mexico. What is the next level, if you will, of activism to try to prevent this from happening? And how can ordinary people get involved?
Well, there have been solidarity actions that have occurred already. There was one in Vallejo, California. There was one in Albuquerque, New Mexico, as you mentioned, and a few more throughout the nation. And the focus there was to put pressure on the U.S. Department of Agriculture, who heads the Forest Service. And so the protests were targeting the Forest Service regional offices. One of them is in Vallejo, which is very close to a site known as Glen Cove or Saborite, which was recently protected after a 109-day occupation stopped developers from desecrating the sacred burial site in that area. As far as folks who are sort of behind the efforts to prevent this desecration from furthering, we're calling for support to put pressure directly on the U.S. Department of Agriculture, because at the beginning of this year, they started a process to review their sacred sites policies and protection of sacred sites. So currently there's a comment period that ends on October 4th. And what we're saying is that the U.S. Department of Agriculture, specifically the secretary there, Tom Vilsack, should impose a moratorium on development on not only San Francisco Peaks, but all sacred places until this process is finished and until their findings are determined. And if they really are meaningful in their actions to protect sacred places, then this would be the minimum that they would do. At the least, they would stop this development until this process is finished. So we're urging people to join us. You can go to truesnow.org or indigenousaction.org to help us put pressure directly on the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Take action at the Forest Service offices in your region and let them know that this is an issue that concerns you directly, because this is your public lands. This is everybody's public lands in the so-called United States. I do want to mention that back in 2008, this court case actually went to Pasadena, California, near where y'all are at, and there was a great showing of support. There was a vibrant energy, and it brought a lot of people together. And this is an issue not just for indigenous people's rights, but this is an issue for human freedom and dignity. And it's a struggle that as indigenous people we've continued to face here, because our lands are occupied, because our territories are colonized. So this is a struggle that, of course, many people can join in today. And there are many other ways to support our ongoing actions. You can come out. There's an ongoing encampment on the San Francisco Peaks to witness and to intervene in the development or the desecration. You can donate to legal support for the current cases, because there's over 26 people arrested, and there's going to be more. You can also join us in putting pressure on the Flagstaff city officials as well. But you can do that through the websites truesnow.org or indigenousaction.org.
And we'll post those on our website, uprisingradio.org. Klee, I want to thank you so much for joining us today, and best of luck to you.
Yeah.
Kleban Ali is an activist from the Navajo Nation on Black Mesa Reservation in Arizona. He currently lives in Flagstaff, Arizona. He has been arrested along with dozens of others in ongoing actions against the development on the San Francisco Sacred Peaks in Flagstaff.